He had to use the Johnny, and so he went in and sat down on a hole, and he had his old pipe in his mouth, smoking, you know. Pretty quick, he dusted his old pipe over in there, and of course, everything just exploded, you know. Ma, she heard the explosion out there, and she come running out there. Ma, he's laying out here in front, all dirty and nasty and dusty and all. She said, Pa, what in this world happened? He said, I don't know, Mother, unless it was something I ate. He didn't know she'd pulled that over in there, you know.
Blew him right out of there.
blew him right out of there.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, I see. What other kind of houses do you have? So I think, I asked you about the buildings around. If you have more than one house, then you have two, what?
Well, depend on what the other house was used for. Mm-hmm. I have a garage here and I have a barn. I use the barn to store my tools and different things in, lawnmower and one thing or other I keep out there. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we call that, is just a barn.
But if you had more than one, you'd have two.
I'd possibly have a tenant house, what we call a tenant house. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks have a house on the place for their hired help to live in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Places like that. Farm help, farm hand lives in.
Okay. So in the place where you'd store corn on your farm?
We used to call that the crib.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the barn. Pen in the barn.
A lot of rats hang around there, don't they?
Oh, yes, if you don't do something about it.
Yeah. Did you ever shoot rats when you were growing up?
Oh, yes, we used to kill rats by the wholesale.
That many of them, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what would you call a building where you might store grain?
That would be term it as a grain bin.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anybody call it a granary?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who?
I was out west a few years ago, and that's what they called them out there, were granaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where they put all of the wheat and the oats and the rye and all that kind of seed, you know.
Somebody was telling me you have to do something to oats to separate it from the rest of the, you know, separate the seeds from the
stuff. Oh, yeah, you have to take the chaff off most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or such as things as oats and rye and stuff like that when they combine it. Right. By the whip that chaff off of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call chaff, you know. That's the outside hull. Get down to the kernel.
Is there a name for doing that? I mean, is there a word for doing something to the wheat?
If there is, I don't know it.
Some like thrash?
I don't know what the combine does that or not.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. We don't have combine enough here to know anything about combining very much.
Right. Okay. And then the place, where did you store your barn? I mean, store your hay in your barn.
Yeah, up. Always have the second story in the barn,
mm-hmm.
just like I got out there.
Uh-huh.
There's no hay in there. I never have put any hay. I have no stock or nothing like that, so I have no use for hay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we would store it. Or, when we fill that full, then we'd go out and do, as I told you, we'd build a hay rack
uh-huh.
out there and put it out there. Then put the cover over the top of that.
Oh,
something or another.